Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Going into a bye week now, our focus going forward and what we can accomplish for the next 11 games and try to earn our way into the playoffs, which obviously, as pointed out last night, has not been done very often with the record we have, but we still believe we can do it. And really all the focus goes to really two things, the bye week and working through every aspect and issue that we can. Find every way we can be at our best going forward with the players we have. It's going to be good to get players back. And then how we organize ourselves and craft our schemes. And then also how we work on them for the next 2 days in training camp or in the bye week. Like, I guess you treat it like a training camp maybe, but in the bye week to build those things into our offense, defense, and special teams. And then focus on the Bears game, you know, and being the best team we can be to win that game.
Somber Harbs on Monday talking about the plan moving forward, and obviously he's leaning in to Lamar Jackson returning for that Bears game. But what about this team, which sits at 1-5 right now, and as we sit here in the bye week, they don't play until a week from Sunday. What about this team gives you hope beyond Lamar as we prepare a week from Sunday to play the Chicago Bears?
Not a lot, because I think we've documented the hallmarks of Ravens under duress teams in the past, that those signs of life haven't showed up yet. And their season's been in crisis for a minute now. This didn't just happen. It didn't fall from the sky. Things have been trending in a terrible direction for a while now. And there have been too few individuals, coaching, personnel, and player who've been able to step up and bucket. And I think they know they're not who the media thought they were. I think that they know they're not who the sports books, you know, and all the odds makers thought they were. I think they're acutely aware that their reality is far different than what most would have prognosticated for them 2 months ago. And I think that shows up in critical moments. That shows up in guys that they really count on. Not fringy guys, not Mike Green not doing enough, or Malachi Starks looking like a rookie. Derrick Henry pissing games away by fumbling the ball on first down. Zay Flowers pissing away a chance to get back in game by fumbling, not being mentally focused, probably not fighting hard enough to keep somebody else from getting the ball before you do. As you reflect on 6 weeks of this, what really stands out for me is Lamar freaking out on the sidelines, Derrick Henry freaking out on the sidelines, Harbaugh looking like he got run over by a train on the sidelines. Like, I don't think you see that that passion, emotion, that belief that you would see in offensive and defensive huddles before game started. I just don't think they buy their own hype. And I think the hype train is done. It's broken down. It's not getting started back up. And I think they know how bleak this is. And I frankly don't think it's going to bring out the best in them. And I know you've talked a lot, Gigi, about them being last year's Bengals, which, I mean, that was pretty hollow anyway. But, like, I don't think it's that. Like, I think there's a real good chance.
I just said that's the ceiling.
Right. But I'm not buying the ceiling. I think there's a real good chance they're 1-6. and then they play a Thursday night game against a team that might have a new coach. And while I don't know that they lose that one, it might be a bit of a struggle. And then you've got 10 days off again, and I think you're going to see infighting and backbiting and stuff being leaked in the media before the deadline. Like, I think it's going to, frankly, I think it's got a chance to be disgraceful.
I think you'll find out a lot after that Bears game, because if they lost that game and they fall to 1-6, then you're looking at a team that's picking in the top 10, and it's going to be their highest draft pick that they've had since Ronnie Stanley, going back to the 2016 draft. But if you come out, you get a win, and then you face another winnable opponent against Miami, you start to stack back-to-back wins, okay, maybe you can talk a little bit there. But in terms of hope outside of Lamar Jackson, there's not much. I mean, I'm grasping at straws here, but just going from the game against the Rams, did this rushing attack get back on track? Did those zone stretch runs that they went away from after the Buffalo game, which they leaned into heavily against LA, are you going to lean into that more? And then Lamar Jackson coming back, and you're facing the two of the worst rushing defenses in football in back-to-back weeks following the bye week. Can the rushing attack get back on track? That way you can win time of possession. And defensively.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Was it more the Rams being just so off in that game against them, or did they figure out something? Did bringing in Alohi Gilman and moving up Kyle Hamilton into the box, did you unlock something there? I think we'll find that out against Chicago, but it's bleak, man. There's no escaping it. You're 1-5. Four teams have made the playoffs after starting 1-5. The odds are not in your favor by a mile.
So if I'm going to answer the question, everything offensively, unfortunately, is Lamar related. Like, I feel a little better about the run game because of what I saw on Sunday, and Lamar's addition to the lineup should help the run game. Beyond that, and the receivers, maybe they get unlocked a little more because you have a competent quarterback, which, frankly, they haven't had the last 2 weeks. Defensively, and again, I'm grading on a curve here. Mike Green and Malachi Starks having an opportunity to breathe here at the bye week should be good for them. Maybe we start seeing them play better football. The Alohi Gilman safety, getting Kyle Hamilton closer to the line of scrimmage. While he wasn't a playmaker, he was making plays at the line of scrimmage. So that's a slight improvement. Beyond that, I got nothing. Tyler Loop? Looks like a legit kicker. Yeah. Like that. They look like they found something there. So, yeah, like that. If they play a close game, do I feel confident he can win it? I do. Beyond that, Bill Parcells once said, you are who your record says you are. They're 1-5 for a reason. They're not good. So I wish I had more answers here. You know, Nnamdi Matabike ain't running back through that building.
Maybe never again.
Yeah. So, like, that's where they are.
Yeah. They're a bad team. Maybe they've hit rock bottom. Maybe they haven't. I'm with this much football left to play. I'm going to go out on a limb and say the ugly scenes we've seen during games, after games, especially home games, empty stadium in the site by halftime. I think there's more of that to come.
Ravens, I think they're on the practice field today, but no media avail. And then they're on their bye. A lot of coaches talked yesterday, painting a very rosy picture about where they are as they go into the bye week. We'll hear from them throughout the rest of the week. But guest-wise, on today's Wednesday show, we'll talk college football best bets. Get Tim Murray's thoughts on the landscape of college football. He's from VC Georgia's at 3:30. And Cynthia Freeland, NFL Network. Does she think the Ravens can be fixed? We'll ask her at 5. And Ryan Ripken, hey, the Orioles interviewed a manager. We'll get his thoughts on that. And the playoffs at 5:30.
Yeah. we've got, obviously, a big division game. At least it's big for the Steelers. Coming up tomorrow, we will continue to look at that. That's going to have obvious, potentially huge ramifications for whatever degree of hope you may or may not think that the Ravens have. Look a little bit at the MLB playoffs and... yeah, look, Cynthia's been an ultimate Ravens true believer.
So yeah.
While I don't think she's going to waver or crack much here publicly, I'm interested to find out.
Coming up next, though, one of the coaches that spoke yesterday, and it was coordinators and assistant coaches. It's the only time during the regular season that any coaches other than coordinators speak. So we'll start hearing from some of them this week. Chuck Smith, pass rush specialist, pass rushing coach. It has not been a good year for the pass rush. What's Chuck Smith have to say as they enter the bye week? We'll hear from him next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.